Book 4, Unit 5, Dinosaurs. Unit 5, Presentation. Activity 2, Student Book, page 42. Listen, read.
Fossils are boring. I wanted to go to the zoo.
But fossils are how we know about dinosaurs. They walked the earth for 150 million years.
Were there any dinosaurs bigger than this one?
Oh, yes. Some grew to be bigger than houses. And some were smaller than my backpack.
Why aren't there any dinosaurs now?
The last ones died out about 64 million years ago. Maybe this happened because the earth got too cold for them. Or some people think a comet hit the earth.
Oh, I'm glad we weren't around then. Hey, let's go now. How about a really exciting movie?
Okay, I think I know just the one for you. I saw it last week. It's called Dinosaur Park.
Unit 5. Practice. Activity 5. Student Book, page 44. Listen. Fill in the blanks.
Wow, I never knew dinosaurs were like that. Those velociraptors really scared me.
They were only 6 feet long, but they ate other dinosaurs.
They were fast and had sharp teeth and long claws.
And in the movie, they even opened doors.
Did velociraptors live any longer than other dinosaurs?
No, they died out about 64 million years ago.
I like the nice Apatosaurus.
Me too. It was bigger than the Tyrannosaurus Rex, but it didn't hurt anything.
Unit 5. Practice. Activity 7. Student Book, page 45. Listen. Are there any dinosaurs today?
Deep in a lake called Ness, in waters calm and black, lives a monster with large fins and a hump upon its back. People say they see this monster in waters dark and cold. They say it's big and brown and probably very old. The name the people give it is the Monster of Loch Ness. Could it be a Plesiosaurus? Wow, one could only guess.
Unit 5, Little Book. Anita's Bones by Robert Newell. Student Book, pages 47. Page 1.
Look at the size of those teeth, said Marcos. They are huge, like sharp spikes. And those bony plates on its head are a meter longer than those of most other dinosaurs. Just what kind of dinosaur is this, Dr. Anita? Anita smiled and looked at the big fossil again.
Page 2.
I named her Anitasaurus, Anita told him. Isn't she sweet? I hunted for her for years. She's bigger than a T-Rex. She's bigger than anything. Anita picked up a chisel. Come on, Marcos. Help me cut the rock from her leg bone. The last dinosaurs died 65 million years ago, said Marcos. But they are still making work for me now.
Page 3.
Anita looked at Anitasaurus. The fossil was so different. Its head was the size of a car. And it had 4 horns on its head and 5 claws on every foot. Anita was so happy she found Anitasaurus. Come on, Marcos, she said. We want to get an award for finding this dinosaur, so let's finish working.
Page 4.
Clank, clank, clank. Anita felt as if she were falling. But Anita's hat was hitting the bed. She was not digging up the dinosaur after all. She was just dreaming she was digging up the dinosaur. "I'm going to find a real dinosaur one day," Anita said. "I really am. And when I find it, I am going to name it Anitasaurus."
This is the end of Student Book 4, Unit 5.